regular speakers today, too. Thank Councillor Cumming and the SDC and the management for putting this document together tonight. And I know a lot of work went in, and there has been a bone of contention in this chamber for a long time in relation to posters. Where the Sinn Féin group would most likely support a lot of the Labour group's proposals. I think I haven't put you there on a proposal from the Sinn Féin group, but it is circulating most members. It's to amend the draft protocol for the erection of temporary posters. Amend Section 8 of Appendix 1 to include that public liability insurance policy refunded if no claim has been made. And include the following paragraph of local organisations that may be exempt from the £100 payment if less than a burden A3 paper or card posters are erected in a local area. By the area office of Dublin City Council. Now, I think that's a fair enough proposal, Lord Mayor. I mean, I can give you an example in the own area where there's regular public meetings in relation to the Wheelock case. A young lad allegedly died in a Garda station. Now, they put up very small posters, and that is really a very small group of people who would have a problem on a regular basis putting up €100. So I would ask the council to certainly support that. I certainly believe in the need of free speech and the right to advertise that. And I do agree in my own area, my own constituency, where Member Joyce Square is one of the proposed areas not to be included proposed. I certainly would have a problem with that being excluded, as I would with the other areas, with the exception of O'Connell Street. Because O'Connell Street has for some time now agreed by group leaders to be exempt. I know someone may say that my part breached that, but believe me, I've certainly corrected that and it was breached. I certainly don't have a problem with I agree with that. I think it's Sarah Lacey who said, or someone said, you do need a name, but maybe you should put an individual's name and a primary address. Can at times be a bit awkward. So again, I just want to thank the SDC, and I don't ask around the members and the management, certainly did put a lot of work into it. It's a long time going on now, and we certainly need to do something. But again, Lord Mayor, I just ask for support on the amendment that the Sinn Féin group is putting up tonight. Thanks.
Thanks, Councillor Burke. Councillor Dudley Gillen.
Good morning, Lord Mayor. The amendment is the environment SDC is going to actually Chairperson of the past, I don't know who's here to debate, which is sometimes quite intense and lengthy, in a very constructive manner. I think it should all voices were heard, all the debate remained constructive, and imagine that sometimes, in some occasions, get us out of cul-de-sacs and we'd ended up in. And it certainly brought to start focus when you try to put together a protocol for any issue, you end up in having problems with the legislature for every occurrence, which we were trying to do every single occurrence that people coming up with. Every time we had a meeting, so we had brought in some more imaginative response that we had to legislate for. But I think it was worthwhile in the end, having the motion passed last May, we dealt with it as quick as we could, and now we have to put for our Labour funds here today. And again, broadly, the Sinn Féin group do support it. And I think the amendments are an attempt to rationally and reasonably deal with one of those occurrences, whereby the money would be made refundable if there's no claim, which I think is a very reasonable and responsible manner to deal with it, because we know, and I think everything else, €100 will never cover the insurance issue anyway. No amount of money that any local campaign group would have could cover the insurance. So it's a nominal fee, and if we acknowledge it's only a nominal fee, well, that nominal fee should be refundable if there's no claim put in. And also the whole issue of residence groups. I mean, every local council here has brought attention to local groups having to deal with an issue. In our own area, there was a flooding disaster 5 years ago that the community had to respond to, and they did certainly want to try themselves up with their pay. But again, 40 A3 paper or card posts is a reasonable response, I think, to deal with that issue. And I think if those amendments are taken, and indeed the streets outlined are removed from the banning of posters, the Sinn Féin group won't be seen opposing this protocol. And in relation to the streets and squares that are banned, you certainly would have a problem with those certain streets being banned from posting. But again, you're saying certain residents in those areas are prohibited from exercising a democratic right, which I think we should play no part in doing that. So I would support the amendment from the Labour group of Queen's Council, John Collins, insofar as those who have taken out that equation. And I hope that the Council of the Chamber will see fit to support the amendment.
Thanks. There's five other speakers in the case. I don't know if the first speaker speak, but they're close to this now at this stage. Because every time I look down, somebody else indicates. So just for anyone to know that. Councillor Breen, Donnelly, Meany, Stafford, and Ford. Councillor Breen.
Lord Mayor, thanks. I think we have to remember what we're trying to do here. We're trying to ensure that the city doesn't suffer from rapid posting litter, as I've called it. And we saw before we introduced the fairly draconian measures that there was a lot of fairly crass posters put up all around the place on traffic light poles, etc. So I think bearing that in mind, I think the draft protocol outlined here in the agenda is good. I think most of the amendments ain't bad either. I'm not into, you know, declaring Article 10 of Human Rights Act. We could apply that to every aspect of life. I think that's what we're just doing here is actually trying to allow for those human and political rights, and I think that's a given. I would like to see some streets preserved within this protocol. I do think, you know, we have to look after our city and possibly agree with the squares being excluded given the incidence of residents there. And Donnie's point about their rights also. I think the comment about not including someone's name is correct also. But critically, I'd like to say that I think it's very important that we now agree that there be a review mechanism that automatically comes into place within 6, 9 months or a year of this if we find it's not working. But I think, to be honest, Lord Mayor, I think the group leaders could go away at this stage almost and go to with the chair of the protocol and with chair of the SEC and come back with fairly much an agreed amendment.
Thanks. Councillor Donnelly?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Yes, I think it's the proposals in total to show the benefit of the time and effort that's gone into it. And the chair, of course, and the committee has been complimented on that. Just one or two points. As far as the insurance is concerned, and maybe the idea has gained currency in the last 72 hours, but I suggested to the corporate policy group that exceptions should be made in terms of the payment of 100 in certain limited cases where whatever the size is asked, used to be called A4, whatever it is, and if that stops it, where there's a limited number, say 20, 25, and in a restricted area, which is all that is required by the promoters of those courses, that they be exempt. I think if we simply said that the £100 is applicable in all cases, unless those conditions are met, I think we could get the small groups with very good courses out of having to pay the £100 problem, and I think that would be we show the sensitivity that we're able to do from time to time for those cases where there is a usually very difficult personal or social cases where there's a death or there's a house fire or something like that. I think we should be available to facilitate that. So I would certainly support that. As far as the £100 itself is concerned, one of the problems about giving a refund is that the insurance companies don't give a 100% no claims bonus. If there's no claims, they maybe that idea can be taken on board, but I think there is always, it's not a huge amount of money for some of the organisations that would be involved in the motion. It's significant to a huge number of those organisations. So I think the application of the £100 is right in most cases. As far as the Labour Party's votes are concerned, I was surprised to see the exclusions, but the more I thought about them, the more I saw the point of them. I'm very open minded on it. If I'd been making a decision myself without thinking about it, I wouldn't have had it exclusions. But there is a point to make. Whether we take out the squares and leave the others in, I have an open mind on that. In relation to the Labour Party proposal about not naming the person, but the name should be available, it should be lodged in City Hall, it's not clear from that amendment whether that name is available to the public. I think that would want to be worked out, and whether the post same aspect of the name of the organisation or whoever is available for public inspection. That should be thought out. Does make the name publicly available, let it go down that road. But overall, I think there is a very good amount of work done. I agree with Councillor Breen, we should review it. Maybe it's a little bit more than 6 to 9 months, but certainly within the year. And if further discussion is needed before we vote on it, maybe we can fix it tonight. I'd be happy to see it fixed tonight. I think that meeting with the chairperson of the committee and the group leader should take place within the next week or so, 2 weeks anyway. So that other point, I think this is a very good job that we should go, but I would certainly make the
vote in relation to the
I'd just like to say that obviously, you know, one of the previous speakers was saying that, you know, we should remember where we're coming from here. A lot of work was put in by the members of the SPC. It's not trying to prevent people from expressing their point of view, but really it's about trying to keep our city clean, Lord Mayor. It's not about trying to shut people up, you know. I actually think that, you know, so much work has gone into it, and as the chair of the SPC has already explained to all of us here, you know, they have, obviously, and the manager indeed and the staff have put a fair amount of effort into presenting this to us tonight. I'm quite happy with the exempted areas there. I think, you know, Collins Street, Stratton Street and the other areas that are mentioned, the three squares, you know, to keep those areas litter-free, I think it's a good idea. And maybe if we went along with what the previous speaker suggested, that we'd let it run for a year and see how it works out. But I don't think it's all that bad, to be honest, that we would give it a chance and just see how it pans out. I also am in favour of the decision taken by the SPC to recommend the £100 or the €100 payment for the public liability. I mean, there is a cost involved. You know, a decision was taken to do that. If we're having SPCs come to the city council meeting to make recommendations, and a lot of people from all the different parties are disagreeing, the SPC, you know, is actually spending a lot of time working together with different representatives from all the different parties, and then we're going to come along here and make, you know, 10 amendments. You know, I think we should let it go. Just one thing maybe that the manager could clarify, that's item 16, about having to have the name and address of the person on the poster. Why is that? Is legislation, I think the legislation requires that, you know, a way around that. I mean, I don't know if you could just put the name and say address care of, if it's a local organisation, say care of the city council or care of the local area office or something, that the name would be on the poster, but maybe the address could be with the local area manager or something. But I seem to remember that we couldn't get away from that during the election campaigns. So, you know, I would be prepared to go and accept the amount of work that the SPC have put into this, and take it and let's review it in a year. Thanks, Governor.
Councillor Savile.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I've been one of the members of the SPC. Quite an amount of time has gone into it. And energy on my net, both from members and from the PCC staff. I don't really see any grave difficulty in the amendments that are brought before us, and I really do think we can work around them. I must state my case first of all. I was against the completely postering, and the members of the committee know that. So I have come around to thinking that it's a democratic decision and democracy is here, is where we are. I have no difficulty really with the Labour Party's amendments on it. I do have two problems. One is Councillor Heaney asked the question number 16. That is the legislation that the name and address have to be on it. Now we could possibly, with the managers giving us, coming in and say Tom Sack and care of City Hall or something like that, maybe we get around that. But I must say about the insurance, like if a poster falls ACI out, as chairman says, if it takes the eye out of your son or daughter or sister or brother, where do you go then? I mean, it's all very fine if something happens. And there lies the difficulty about public liability insurance. Every walk of life at the moment has to carry public liability insurance. I do take it, I think it's a very good point, I think Councillor Gavin made it, £100 endurance. Maybe we do for that particular organisation a year, and I think that that would be a fair quid pro quo to work with the insurance. We also have a situation where DCC have their own type of insurance, and at the discretion of the manager or the managerial staff, when they make application to them, they can come around and say, well, okay, we can do this or we can do that. I do, you know, take it all into account, sorry, Lord Mayor, that we could get through this and it would be for the betterment of the council. Thank you, Lord Mayor.
Final speaker, Councillor Ford.
Thanks, Ian. I want to raise one issue, and I'm sure it's going to come up within the SEC itself. It's for the definition around vulgar and offensive. Now, I understand that this is very much the eye of the beholder, but I do think we need a bit of strengthening on this issue. And I'll tell you why, because some months ago, in the North Central Area Committee meeting, we had a report on graffiti. And in the report on graffiti, they pointed out that the City Council were taking action against a hoarding that's in Jones Road. I think it's owned by Mick Wallace, the builder, who goes to various banner drops. I haven't actually seen the hoarding myself, but I believe it's an anti-war hoarding and it has some missiles with USA and Israel written on them. I don't find it offensive. I sure don't. It may find it offensive. But it opens up a huge area of discretion that unless a parent and unless a person's point to make that decision, what criteria that it's that decision, that it can be abused. I think if you support the right to free speech, you also support the right to be offended, and that would be certainly my point of view. But certain political campaigns, or social campaigns, I would find offensive, but I'm happy enough to walk by the poster and be offended. And I think we should take that mature approach on this. I'm not too sure if we can link to any legislation that exists at the moment, or whether we can apply advertising standards to posters, but I think one way or the other, it's leave it in the hands of an official that's unnamed, who may consult with people, is not good enough in any political view.
Thanks, Gentlemen. We've had a fair and a frank discussion on that item, but I asked a representative or a group leader of each of the groups to join with the assistant city manager for a few minutes outside to see when we come up with some amendment that has some universal support, and we'll slot this in later on during the meeting. Is that agreed? Yeah, there's nothing to be gained in talking about this for another 20 minutes. Could I ask if the representative of the commission room with the assistant city manager? Thanks.